An ish falcha rash gudi an clor. Tosulagum gawil shiv guma. Hope everybody is keeping well. Did you have a nice Christmas, Nullag? Oh, my friend Mark Cruz, his mother was called Nullag. 083-333-975. Keep your texts and comments coming in. Now, as you may have seen on a little bit of social media that I did yesterday, Tommy Dig Tusnu, we're starting a little series in relation to Gaeilge, Ag Foulum Gaeilge, a little bit of learning Irish. And this is for anybody who might have little or no Irish, may have some pidgin Irish from their school days, maybe some of the new Irish who are looking to learn a bit of Irish. So why not? Give it a go. And we hope to maybe inspire you over the next 5 weeks to have a look at some programmes Os Gaeilge, to have a listen to more programmes Os Gaeilge, to maybe go on TikTok or Instagram in terms of Irish speakers. One person whom we came across last year was Abby Walsh. She had been nominated for the Waterford Rose, and she represented Waterford with aplomb at the Rose of Tralee Festival. She's a Moontor in the Gaelscoil in Ballygunner. So she's going to be helping us out, and hopefully we're going to talk to a number of other teachers, maybe Catherine, Augustine, Ella, Osan Ryan, over the next 5 or 6 weeks. So it's about learning Irish and learning it with a bit of fun, a bit of crack, and no pressure whatsoever. So Neil Moore on Gaeilge Gum. I don't have an awful lot of Irish, so I'm actually really looking forward to this piece. Something that I suggested to Jennifer before Christmas, so we'll give it a little go. Now, obviously, Abby, Erskull, and Majin Shaw, she's in Skull, so she wasn't able to do a little piece with us. So I had a little chat with her yesterday evening, and you'll see some of the videos up on social media as well. So, Lanaraig, Abby Walsh, Abby, do you quit?
Do you smarter good, Damien?
I've started.
You have.
I certainly have. First thing. That's the first thing. Okay, so we're going to have a bit of crack and a bit of fun with this. We're doing this on Sunday evening because you are in school now on Monday morning. Taught to Ash Godion Skull. I'm really nervous about this. I'm really nervous about the next 5 weeks. I suppose, is it natural to be nervous?
Definitely. Absolutely natural. I think everyone is, and I think that's why the whole stigma about speaking Irish is such a big thing. But sure, look, you have to do it.
And where is that stigma come from, do you think? Because we spoke about this briefly before.
I'd say a lot is to do with the school, the education system, and how you had to learn it in school and how it was compulsory. You had to learn it, you had to do it. There was no opting out of it or anything like that. And there was such a thing on getting the A or getting the B and all of this. It wasn't a language, it was just a subject. That's my opinion on it anyway.
Now, you're allowed to throw in a couple of fuga. There you go again, you see, am I getting tongue-tied? Couple of fuckle in between of all of this, because we were just saying off air, we saw a piece on the telly over the weekend about the cafe in Monaghan.
Yes.
If I met you on the street, I'd be really nervous to speak a bit of Irish, because I know that you'd have full Irish.
In saying that, I went to school in Irish, went to college in Irish, done everything, Os Gaeilge and everything, and I'm teaching in Irish, but I don't have a degree in Irish. I don't have an Astrakhan, like a translation degree or anything remotely like that. When you asked me to do it, I was a bit nervous in case the whole thing was going to be in Irish and I got a little grammar wrong here or there. You know, certain people listening definitely probably have a better standard of Irish than me. I know I'm fluent and I speak it and I'm always teaching it and whatever, but I'm not always right.
Conasidirtur fluent Os Gaeilge.
Lifa.
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 So, ta to a kind Gaeilge golifa.
Gaclo, yeah, Galifa Gaclo.
Galifa Gaclo, yeah. Okay, fluently Gaclo. So Lifa Gaclo. Yeah. So if you wanted to say to somebody, Neil May Lifa, Gaeilge, is that the wrong grammar?
Well, you say Gaeilge.
Gaeilge.
In Irish.
Neil May Lifa.
Gaeilge.
Gaeilge.
No, Os Gaeilge.
Os Gaeilge, there you go.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, but wouldn't worry like that. Like I said, sa there, and then when I put in a sentence, Os works better.
Neil May Lifa, Os Gaeilge. So there's a first little thing. If you wanted to talk to somebody on the street and somebody and you felt, oh, they had more Irish, you just say, Níl mé lífa Os Gaeilge. Níl mé lífa Os Gaeilge. I'm not fluent in Irish. Níl mé lífa Os Gaeilge. Now, in terms of yourself, you mentioned obviously about school, your Rose career as well.
Yes.
And you spoke a lot of Irish during that sort of
absolutely
episode of your life, didn't you? Yeah,
that was a big thing I wanted to get out there was, you know, it is a language, it's not a subject. I know I'm a teacher and I do teach it and whatever, but it's not a subject, it's a language. It's part of our culture, our heritage. We want to preserve it. We don't want it kind of, you don't mind if it is, what's the saying, Gaeilge, Brista, and on a Gaeilge, Béarla Cliste. You know, like, broken Irish is better than the most amazing English. So I suppose I wanted to get out that it doesn't have to be perfect. You just kind of speak it and get on, you know, like get on with it and give it a go.
Okay. So again, a phrase you've heard say, Gaeilge Briste, broken Irish, nu Béarla Cliste.
Yeah.
Which is perfect English.
Perfect English. Or perfect clever. English. Clever is the direct translation.
Clever. Cliste.
Yeah, okay. Good Irish.
So there you go. So again, if somebody is Lifa os Gaeilge, sa Gaeilge, would they look down on somebody if they don't speak perfect Irish?
In this day and age, I don't think so. No. I definitely wouldn't. No, I'm not coming from a Gaeltacht area. I just learnt it in school and stuff. But I suppose, like, I'm happy to hear everyone speaking Irish. You know, if you might say, like, I came in the door today, it's not on the radio, I wasn't pre-recorded, and you might have said something there and I wouldn't have said, oh, geez, you said that wrong. You know, like, I was just happy you tried it. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect all the time. Like, or even like that, if you say to someone, well, Neil May Lee Fas Gaeilge, great, but at least you tried. You gave me a sentence. Jeez, you weren't Lifa os Gaeilge, but you gave me the sentence. You know, it was great that you could do that. And you're expecting then a few grammar mistakes or maybe the sentence to be jumbled up or whatever. But at least they have the vocab, or they're trying at least.
Yeah. The first thing we have to overcome is nervousness and embarrassment. So if I did a lot of Duolingo for Italian before I went to Italy, but I felt so nervous about saying anything. And I'd be quite confident in lots of respects in different parts of my life. But something like this, like singing, I just get so nervous and I then don't do it. So I would have a fair bit of Gaeilge. I did Honours Irish. I went to the Gaeltacht in Fiontraw in Ventry for one summer, but it's all gone now. Now, I'd have a little bit here and there.
It's definitely there.
But I get so nervous. So just explain to people, if you wouldn't mind, what should people think about? What should I think about if I feel a little bit nervous? How do I overcome that nervousness?
Just pushing yourself, like you only live once, just give it a go. What's the worst that can happen? You know, like, it's very easy saying, I know, and I went off and I done the rose, but like that, I was very nervous about doing something like that, but I said, you know what, I'm going to go for it. And what is the worst that can happen? Like, you're not going to fall on your face when you do, you know, like a word comes out wrong or you don't know a word, you're not going to face plant onto the ground and, you know, make a show of yourself. That's not going to happen.
I'll blush and I'll go red and somebody will tell me I'm stupid. No, they won't tell me that, will they?
No, I wouldn't anyway. Not at all. No. Well, I suppose, like, you get the praise after. Like, you know, everyone loves a bit of praise. Like, I'd go home now and Mum and Dad would be like, geez, well done, you've done great, you know, at the dinner table. And I suppose if you were to talk in Irish, you go, geez, thanks for trying. You know, that was great. That was lovely that you used a few words there.
Okay, so tell me about your Ahar, as your mother and father. Consider it your mother and father as Gaeilge?
Well, there's a few ways now. Maher, Ahar are probably your correct terms, okay. But I suppose Mum and Dad as well.
Mum and Dad, you can use that.
Yeah, Mum and Dad.
Do they count Gaeilge?
No.
No?
No. Dad wouldn't have a word. No, Dad in school was just, I say.
So if he could be listening to this now.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll learn.
But he will know the words.
He will know the words.
He probably didn't listen the best in school, but he'll definitely know them. They're definitely okay. There somewhere. It's just to get them out. Mum probably listened that little bit more in school and probably, you know, applied herself a bit more that she would have the Irish to speak it. But like that, she's nervous. But we do. Me and my brother get her speaking a bit more. Me and my brother Killian went to the same school, so we both have the same level of Irish. She's doing his Leaving Cert at the minute. So I suppose he better have a good level for that, the oral exam. But I suppose, like, we speak it at home, me and Killian. You know, if we're talking about Mum or Dad, if we want to do something and they don't want us doing it, we'll have a chat in Irish.
Okay.
They do know what
we're
talking about.
So you'll use it mischievously.
Yeah, but they definitely know what we're talking about.
When I sent you this idea and you came back with me and you came back with sort of five different ideas, and we'll go through them week by week, but today we're just kind of giving in an introduction. And speaking of introductions, Bannockty, Cuddas Breela Bannockty, what does this mean? Again, that's another phrase, Cuddas Breela. In other words, people should think of that phrase because they'll use that phrase if they're asking somebody.
What's the meaning of?
Okay. Yeah. So Cuddas Breela Bannockty.
Welcomes, really.
Welcomes.
Yeah, welcomes.
Okay,
Bannockty. How to welcome someone.
How to welcome someone. The obvious one is Diaguit.
Yeah, and then Dia Smirgwith would be your answer. A lot of people would reply with Diaguit, but it's actually Dia Smirgwith.
Dia Smirgwith.
Now, if someone said Diaguit to me, like you were mentioning your nervousness, they tried.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. You
okay.
Know?
So you go up to somebody and you say, Diaguit.
Dia Smirgwith.
Now, just on that, Is there any phrase in Irish to say hello without using a religious thing? It doesn't matter. I'm not that religious. I may well be sometimes, but and it's fine. I like using Díogwith. I'll say to people, God bless as well and all that. Yeah. So it's fine and I'm no issue. But is there any, or is it just, would you just say well? Would you just say hello?
Hi, H-A-I-G-H.
H-A-I-G-H.
Is hi.
Hi.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I would text hi to the girls or, you know, whatever, to my principal or something. Yeah,
okay.
If I had, yeah.
And you would do all your texting with your...
It depends, yeah. Like my colleagues and my principal, my boss and stuff, all ask Gaeilge, obviously.
Okay.
And then my girls that I went to college with would be in Irish. We've our group chats ask Gaeilge.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
We went to college in Irish, so I suppose if we didn't know, it would be a bit anticlimactic.
That's cool. Can I say dirter cool, ask Gaeilge?
Cool.
Cool.
Cool
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Like there's a lot of Béirlicus. Like we use the word Béirlicus as well. There is a lot of English in Irish. Well, I suppose English had a big impact on the Irish language. So there is a lot of Béirlicus is the word. So a lot of English words in Irish.
Okay. So again, anybody who's a gobber talking cúpula focal, don't worry about speaking a little bit, throwing in an English word every now and then.
Oh yeah, I throw English in every now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose it keeps the colloquialism as well in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Díogwith. So you go up to somebody. Díogwith.
Díosmuirgwith.
Conasatar too.
No, there's loads to say for that. So you could say Thomé Gama.
Okay.
Níl
but just for people that don't know, Conasatartu means how are you?
Okay. How are you?
So again, just to start the ball rolling this week, just very simple Bannockty, very simple welcomes, greetings. So Díogwith, Díosmuirgwith, Conasatartu. So then how would you say, give me some of the different options.
You could say Thomé Gama, Thomé Ar Raos, Thomé Ar Muin na Mhuica is a lovely one. I always tell the students to say that.
Okay, say that again.
Thomé Ar Muin na Mhuica.
Okay, Cadas Briala Sin.
I'm really excited. You know, something could be coming up. I'm really excited or I'm over the moon.
Thomé Ar Muin
na Mhuica.
And what's the direct translation of that?
It's actually something to do with pigs. So
yeah.
I won't say the actual saying because
okay.
It's not probably appropriate for the radio.
Right.
But
I'm as happy as a pig.
Yeah.
Happy as a pig in number two.
Well, I suppose it's not the direct translation, but that's what it's used for sometimes.
Okay.
That's how I learned it anyway.
And do you tell your children that?
No, I wouldn't say that. No. But I would show a picture of a very happy pig to say we're as happy as this pig.
Okay, I like that. I didn't know that one, actually.
No,
I've learned something
learned
new.
That's what I was told. So whether that be a true or not true, that's
no,
what a lecturer told me before.
It could be true, yeah. Because I went up to Cashel there the other day and we passed through Powell na Mucca. Mucca is obviously pig and Powell means the hole. The pig's bum. Like,
yeah,
you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
So, Armwin na Mhuica. Tomé Armwin na Mhuica.
Yeah.
Okay, Armwin na Mhuica. So, everybody, Tomé Armwin na Mhuica. I'm as happy as a pig. Okay, that's a good one.
And that obviously goes without saying. You've used Tomé in the start of every sentence. So, Tomé Gama, I am good. Tomé Armwin na Mhuica, I am as happy as whatever. And then, you know, if you were sad or if you were upset, you probably have the word Brónach, Tomé Brónach. You know, you could throw that in as well, you know, where. Níl mé gama, you know, the verb, it doesn't, I know a lot of people are nervous about the verb and stuff, but you use tomé a lot, you know, there's three sentences for you with it.
Very simple, that like tomé, in some languages you have, I have this feeling, no, you can use that as well, but you just, in Irish, Oscailge, you just say tomé, I am, and then whatever it is.
Whatever.
And then you can say, ta an áthas orm, I have a lot of happiness on me.
On me, yeah.
Okay, but ta Ahasarum, ta an ahasarum, ta me araus. Araus means wonderful.
Wonderful.
Ta me araus. And it's, again, we won't even have to think of the words, but that begins with an F.
Araus, yes, F-H.
F-H.
Yeah.
Okay, ta me araus.
Yeah.
But I think in the course of these 5 weeks, we won't talk about how the spellings of these things happen. If people want to get it in their head, they can use it. But just, how are we going to try and teach people Irish in the next 5 weeks? Is it phonetics? Is it, what is it?
I think hearing it. Definitely hearing it. You learn more about your ear, I think, than reading and writing and stuff like that. Definitely. Just listening. Listen to the radio.
And again, you're going to give a little bit of, I suppose, homework for people this week in terms of following up stuff. But just to get people to listen. So what should people do this week to try and speak a little bit of Irish?
Even if you're, a lot of people use the bus nowadays. You know, on the bus, I'd say a lot of the bus drivers would have Díogwith, Díosmuirgwith in the shop. Slán, you know, just simple, or Gurv Mahagut, or, you know, going into the butchers, you get your meat on a sun Saturday morning or whatever. Gurv Mahagut, a lot of people will understand it. You know, just throw in, one every day, just try something.
Now, Gurv Mahagut means thank you.
Thank you.
Slán lat, slán, goodbye, slán lat.
Yeah.
Staying or leaving, you mentioned, off lean fui vaisha gwit, cut a spree le shin.
Aflin Fuivashadit would be Happy New Year. So I suppose it's start of January, everyone's saying Happy New Year, Aflin Fuivashadit. Now, not everyone might have that, but there you go. If you heard it now here today, you could use it.
Okay, Aflin. So Vlin is the Irish for year.
Yeah.
Aflin is what? New, is it?
New year. Yeah, it would be New Year.
New Year. Fuivashadit. So you're wishing it onto somebody,
onto
is
someone.
It? Fuivashadit.
Yep.
So dit is to you. So wishing somebody a Happy New Year. Aflin Fuivashadit. So four words. Aflin, beginning with A. Fi, F-A-O-I, Vashadit. Aflin Fuivashadit. Okay, so you could say that to somebody when you say hello to them.
Maybe, yeah.
Or somebody as you're leaving.
As you're leaving, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, a couple of other words that you'd like to maybe impart today. Anything else?
A lovely one, and I think a lot of people still have them on their table. You know, when they're not used, is a Christmas cracker. I love this word, pleiscoag. It's a lovely word.
How does Briela pleiscoag?
So pleisc would actually be to kind of pop or to erupt or something like that. So pleiscoag then would be a small explosion cracker. That would be your direct translation. Og meaning small or young or something like that. You know, you have a lot of ogs in some words. So look og, a small mouth, you know, stuff like that. Og means small. So then pleisc, explosion, pleiscoag, cracker.
Okay.
Love that word.
And again, for people, if you put the word og onto something at the end of something, it gives it that small.
Yeah, small. Or een is another one. I for the en, een. Like a chock een would be a small house, or breed een, you know.
Chock
een
would be a small house. So chock is house, chock een would be a small house.
Yeah. Or you'd have like a colleen. I know it's a call would not mean girl, but a colleen is girl. But colleen, that's a small woman, say, you know, at the end of the word.
Yeah.
Another one, like breed een. I would know breed een. Her mum's name would be breed. Breed een. Young breed or
young
whatever.
Young breed, yeah. Yes, yeah. Bioganeen.
Yeah, there's another one.
Cottis Breela. Begonin.
Tiny.
They're
not small, but
Begonin.
Tiny.
Yeah. Tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
So, Diagwit.
Dias Margaret.
Conestatu.
Tall Megama.
Conestatu the Leihan to Sira. How was your holidays? Am I wrong with what does Leihan to Sira mean?
No, holidays, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Conestatu V.
Conestatu V. Yeah,
how was your Leihan to Sira?
So, V sheed arouse.
V sheed arouse.
Yeah.
On Rev to Sawalia.
V may Sawalia.
Ca will to Idogoni.
Tome Maconi in Port Lariga.
Port Lariga. In Balia Vic Gunner.
In Malia Vic Gunner, yeah.
Malia Vic Gunner. August Ta Balia Vic Gunner egg Imont Hurling.
Mm-hmm.
Conus Dirter Hurling.
Imont.
Yeah. August the Dinair at Nullug. Ca Rev 2, where were you?
Vime Swalia.
Okay.
August V Mavam, Mayad, Magrahar, Ma Fort Nair, August Ahish Mori.
Okay.
Yep.
August Cada V2 egg Ihe, what were you eating?
I'm going to know dinner. So, vi livosh, turkey, proti.
Livosh,
ham.
Ham?
Yes.
Turkey is turkey?
Yeah, well, different spelling, but yeah.
Okay.
Proti, I think everyone knows. Proti, curried. What else?
Turnip?
No.
Brussels sprouts?
No. No.
And cockamillish?
O'Kinta.
Afterwards?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Cúpla Cóca.
Cúpla Cóca Milish. Okay, very good. Okay, Goramila Mahagut. Now, next week, what are we looking people to do? We want people to just learn a bit of Irish.
Yeah.
Speak a few words.
Try it. Every day you go somewhere. Just try something, even if it's a Diagwit or a Gairv Mahagut or a Slán. Give it a go.
Okay. And how do you increase your folklore? Should you literally maybe pick up the... There's loads of things on the phone to pick up the translates and stuff like that. How would you pick up a few extra words?
Even if you're on, you know, everyone's on Facebook, Instagram, everything nowadays, follow one person that speaks in Irish. You know, like I learned an awful lot of kind of slang Irish through TikTok and stuff like that. You know, just like stuff that I wouldn't have learned in school because it's not per the Caidón. But I would have kind of picked it up from TikTok and watching other people, even one account, and just you might pick up something.
Okay.
Maybe if you're into cleaning, like you might follow someone that cleans in Irish or,
okay.
You know. Yeah,
are
into shopping.
Are you into cleaning?
I am.
Are you?
Mam definitely is.
What star sign are you?
Me, I'm a Libra.
Libra, is that a typical Libra thing?
I don't think so. I think Libras are quite, they're not very decisive people, I think.
Right,
that's
but
what
you're
it
very
is. I'm quite, yeah, straight to it now.
Okay, very good. Goramila Mahagut. Beg to egg dollar skull amorok. You're going to be going to school tomorrow. August Gunairi on Tallat. Cottis Breelishin.
Best of luck to you.
Gunairi on Tallat. August Aflin Fuivashagwit. I never actually knew that. Aflin Fuivashagwit.
Gurabowli did.
Garibaldi-dit.
Straight back at you.
Garibaldi-dit.
Yes.
There's another one. Garibaldi. It sounds like Garibaldi, the guy that sorted out Italy. Say it again.
Garibaldi-dit.
Garibaldi-dit. Back at you.
Yeah.
So even if you don't learn any Irish, just say to somebody as you're leaving them, Garibaldi-dit.
Yeah, yeah.
Back at you.
Yeah. Or if I'll see you tomorrow, like a thing in our school is like, Kime Moraku, or, you know, Biak Trono Nadasagut, Garibaldi-dit. Someone will always say, I'll see you tomorrow, have a great day.
Garibaldi-dit.
Have a great whatever, you know, and then all the parents now at the end of Christmas holidays would have said, have a great Christmas, and we'd all, Garibaldi-dit.
Garibaldi-dit.
Straight back at you.
I like that one. Okay, Garibaldi. Garibaldi. Garibaldi-dit. Abby Walsh, Conservator Abby Walsh, Shas Gaeilge.
Abby Brannock.
Abby Brannock. And there's no Gaeilge translation for Abby.
You can spell it in a few Irish spellings. Right. Unfortunately, Mum and Dad picked the English one for me, so I'm a Y at the end.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that. She's not feeling bitter about this, Mum and Dad. Don't worry. So, Abby Ní Brannock?
Just Abby Brannock.
Abby Brannock?
Yes.
There's no knee?
No, there's no knee. Don't actually know why.
Really?
Yeah, I don't actually know why, but I do. If you're, say, if you're married or unmarried, you'd have your knee or your E, your UI father. Yeah.
Okay. Because I would think Seamus O'Brannock, Seamus Walsh, Seamus, it would just be Seamus Brannock.
Yeah, I would say Seamus Brannock.
Seamus Brannock.
Yeah.
And again, I'm saying Brannock, you're saying Brannock.
Yeah.
The emphasis on the second syllable.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
Brannock, yeah.
Brannock.
The TH in the middle is kind of silent.
Brannock.
Yeah.
Abby Brannock. Goramagut. Garibaldi-dit.
Garibaldi-dit.